Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. And big names are headed to UFC 262 and DraftKings Sportsbook. The official sports betting partner of UFC has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds on that fighter. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on a main card fighter to win. Place your bet and watch the fists fly this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dusty, last quarter we talked a bit about the latest Penn State recruit from Lackawanna Junior College, and that was Tyrese Mills. Surprise, surprise, another safety coming in, which brings up the question, Penn State's getting, it seems like almost whoever they want from Lackawanna. How productive is this pipeline?
Well, I think you're seeing some signs of it, and certainly you're never going to be recruiting anybody, junior college or prep players. Either way, you're never going to be 100%. But I think to look at what Jaquan Brisker did, and I think his arrival is huge for both of these programs because Lackawanna would very much love to have an automatic in. Like if we've got an FBS caliber player, that we've got James Franklin's ear on this kid. And I think having a success like Jaquan Brisker, who, again, you know, I think his most successful football is still to come, and he's going to be an NFL draft pick. I like his chances of kind of hanging around the league for a while. But they definitely have carved out this reputation at Lackawanna for producing defensive backs. Keep in mind, last recruiting cycle, Dejon Warren, who committed to Georgia, I think it was.
I want to say Penn State, Georgia.
Yeah, Penn State did not get him, and I think that probably stung James Franklin a little bit. But look at what they're stacking up when it comes to developing these defensive backs who are ready for duty at the next level. Jair Brown and Jaquan Brisker are part of that. Tyrese Mills certainly looks like he's part of that too. And they got in early with him before other programs really started sniffing around. And I think maybe the junior college thing, this particular recruiting cycle, it's been harder for them to get attention from maybe some of these national programs. So I thought it was huge if they liked Tyrese Mills a lot, which they clearly do, to get on the board with him early. They were the only show in town. He seems very enthusiastic and ready to play at Penn State at the next level, which is big. So they've churned out a bunch of these kids, and Penn State is welcoming them with open arms. And I do think it's productive, especially with these safeties. I'm not sure about some of these other spots. You know, we can touch on some of the other names that have come to Penn State from Lackawanna, but I think they're very happy with what they're doing. And to me, you know, looking at Tyrese Mills and looking at some of these other guys, there are reasons why a high school player, you know, including from the state of Pennsylvania, doesn't get a lot of play in recruiting that go beyond whether they could or couldn't be a good football player. You know, it could be grades or social or family. It could be what any number of reasons. Lackawanna just, and other junior colleges like it, but Lackawanna's done a really, really good job of transforming these guys and making them, whether they have to be more reliable students or more consistent on the field or, you know, better attitude, they got to pick, you know, pack on 20 pounds. They've done a really good job of taking these players that have issues that aren't either accepted or welcomed by big time schools and fixing those issues and making them good football players. And Penn State seems very content to be like, you know, Lackawanna is almost like their minor league system.
And Dustin, that kind of relationship, it feels like it's a win-win situation. Penn State has to feel good that the inclination of Lackawanna players is to go to Penn State, if they're good enough players to go to that level of football. We talked last segment about Penn State not getting that number one player in the state. There seems to be this inclination to go elsewhere if you're that five-star type of player. So if at Lackawanna, and I know it's not the same as getting those five-star guys, but if the inclination is for the best players at Lackawanna to go to Penn State, and for Lackawanna it works out in that it's easy for their coaching staff to say, look, we've done this before. We had players in the same shoes as you are come here, work their butt off, improve where they need to, whether it's academically or physically. And at the end of that ride is a Penn State. So it seems to work well for both sides.
If the school in question, if Lackawanna College or another junior college is doing things the right way, and they're teaching techniques that apply and make them quick studies at the higher levels, then what ends up happening is that these kids have a completely different mindset, I think, than your average high school recruit who had 30 offers and chose Penn State or someplace else. These kids know that football can be taken away from them at any time. They have a certain level, I'm sure, of gratitude and expectation coming in that they're going to work for everything they get, because they were at a place where this was not a given. None of this was a certainty. If they didn't fix this or do that or show up to class, whatever the case might be, that football was not going to be an option for them. So I think that James Franklin, I'm speaking for him now, that part of it too is important. So if you trust what Mark Duda, the coach at Lackawanna, is doing and what their program is doing, how they're building, what they're instilling in these kids when it comes to not just football but other stuff too, if you trust all that, which clearly he does, there are some obvious benefits to this. And I think it's part of a, you know, over the course of the last year or two, part of a different approach from Penn State recruiting. They were never really involved with junior college players. Not very much anyway, only out of sheer necessity. And they weren't really going to get involved in the transfer market either. Now here they are with a whole bunch of Lackawanna kids and another one just last week, and they're shopping the transfer market when they need to. I think it's just a new age of Penn State recruiting. They're adapting to the current climate in some ways, and they're really putting a lot of faith and trust in what Lackawanna's doing, and it looks like for good reason.
And credit to James Franklin for making that adjustment, because it's easy to just say, hey, I'd rather have the kid coming out of high school. We have our formula of how we work that, how we develop them, you know, even his three-year academic plan, how that all works. And it's very different if you're getting from the transfer portal or the JUCO, but he's adapting to it, right?
He is adapting to it. And I think, you know, that's more on the transfer front in my eyes. And I think Lackawanna is a special exception he's willing to make because they've had some success there. What I'm curious about is development of offensive linemen in particular, and maybe defensive linemen too, because how much closer are they coming out of junior college than they were coming out of high school? Paris Palmer in 2014 is a good example of, like, he needed to be totally remade when he got to Penn State. Had the look of, and feel of a legitimate FBS type tackle, and Penn State had no choice but to use him in that capacity back then. But they needed to totally remake him and totally get him acclimated to life at a big university. Anthony Wiggin is kind of a similar example, I think, where he looks the part. He was one of the more highly acclaimed JUCO guys coming out of his recruiting class, but he hasn't seen the field either, and they've had to take some time and really develop that. So it's interesting to look at how they're being developed, what positions are being developed, and how much closer are you able to get to being a playable kid at Penn State with an extra year or two at a junior college? These safeties are really success stories, but I'm curious where else we might see success beyond that, because I don't think we've seen a whole lot of it.
Well, and what you also have to be careful of, Dustin, I would think, is the small sample size. Do you take just two offensive linemen and make a, you know, mass judgment on it? Now, at safety, you know, you've had two pretty good ones already, and perhaps a third one here now with Tyrese Mills coming in, which leads to the question, you know, How are they developing the safeties? And is their safety coach at Lackawanna available?
Yeah, that's a really good question. They're doing some things right. They're getting kids. I think what they're doing as much as anything is they're knowing what they're looking for in a defensive back prospect, whether that's a cornerback or a safety. They're recognizing what types of skills or tools they need, and they're identifying players who are undervalued coming out of high school for reasons that we've covered before. And then they're doing an excellent job of bridging the gap between where they're at and where they need to be. And then to the point where they're churning out pretty consistently now FBS and Power 5 level defensive backs. And for Penn State to be at the front of the line for these guys, they're not going to be 100%. They didn't get, you know, one of the better defensive backs to come out of there last cycle in Dejon Warren. But for them to be at the front of the line for this particular position is a good place to be. And it seems like confidence is pretty high that Tyrese Mills can be a real player at the next level.
And when you have that pipeline, what happens too, Dustin, is a Jaquan Brisker will beget a Jair Brown, which begets a Tyrese Mills. These guys know each other from their time there, and they can reach back and say, hey, look, this worked for me at Penn State. It's not an unknown, completely unknown entity. I could tell you, I could verify for you, it's a good place to go.
And for the same reason that, you know, Penn State made such great strides, like in the state of Michigan, is that cycle repeats itself. You have a Michigan kid who goes to Penn State, who has a great experience, gets a lot better, goes to the league, whatever the case might be. It's going to make the next Michigan kid more likely to look at Penn State. And they've got the same thing going. Like, I remember it was just like a week or so ago, Penn State had Jersey Day. They shared pictures of it. Jaquan Brisker showed up to the weight room wearing all Lackawanna College stuff. Like, he's proud of that Lackawanna College thing. He's doing great things. He's a visible part of the Penn State program. He was considering jumping to the NFL while he still had eligibility left. Penn State loves him. He loves Penn State. He's going to do really well for himself with his football career. And if you're a safety coming out and you see that success story and you know Jaquan Brisker, he's been back to campus or whatever, you got to consider Penn State. You got to put them at the top of the list. I think when it comes to this position in particular, Penn State's in a good spot. I like the pipeline. I like the connection a lot there.
It definitely. And I like the way you put it. It doesn't guarantee that they're going to get every good player that comes out of Lackawanna or even every kid that they want. But they're at the front of the line. They've gotten in there. That's very obvious. And it's nothing but a really good thing for Penn State. And like I said, it's also a great thing for Lackawanna also. That is it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three. We're going to look at some of these Penn State playmakers. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win, bet $1 on that fighter, and if they win, you win $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.